102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. There's the first one from The Who. It's 7:48.
No, you're a weirdo.
He is.
That's the problem here.
I'm telling you.
No, you're not. You're wrong.
He's quirky. I like quirky.
It's an airtight container.
Now, once the seal has been broken and everything has been opened,
Christ, I hate it.
It's never the same.
On one point, and it's always all right.
You'll hear what we've been talking about it during The Who. It's you know, when you work with people, you get to know things about people.
The word,
yes,
is maddening.
It's maddening.
It's maddening.
Ted is maddening. Ted is quirky.
I'll explain. I mean,
all right. We'll hear from Ted next. It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger. Double Shot Thursday, sunny and 84 degrees today. It's gonna be pretty nice.
So you're saying that you go out and you buy a big box of Cheerios,
right?
And
you get the big ones at Costco. You know, they come in the two packs.
You can open up the bag.
Right.
Pour it into a big Tupperware.
Right.
But it still goes soft, even though it's an airtight container.
Once I open up that bag of Cheerios, the box of Cheerios.
Correct.
Okay. And I'll have that first bowl.
Right.
Especially this time of year with the weather the way it is and the humidity. That second, third bowl of Cheerios, no matter where I put it to store it, never tastes the same.
You're high.
I'm telling you, that's the case.
You're high.
Look, and don't get me wrong.
Because if you take it out of the bag and you put it in a big Tupperware and you seal it correctly, it's airtight. There's no humidity getting in there.
Even if it's sealed, I go back, taste it the second day, taste it the third day.
It's in your head.
No, it doesn't taste the same. There's a slight... Something is off about the taste.
I'll tell you what's off.
A little soggy.
Your head is off.
No, I'm telling you, that's the case. Raj eats cereal every morning. Raj, right. Does the cereal taste the same to you after it's been out?
You know when it doesn't is if I have a baggie of cereal I brought to work, because I don't want to bring the whole big box.
Right.
If I bring it to work and I don't eat it and I wait a couple days and then eat it, it gets a little stale.
But that bag is sealed, though.
But that's in a Glide sandwich bag, which may not be as sealed as his Tupperware thing.
And I also watch you. You'll stick your hands in there. You'll open it. You'll close it. You'll open it. You'll close it. Mm-hmm. You'll open it. You'll close it.
I might have a couple dry and then close it and not eat the whole thing.
I'm just trying to say, we buy those big boxes of Cheerios for the kids.
Right.
And the minute we get them, we take it out of the big bag. Right. Nicole's got big Tupperware things. We pour it in there. And those things will last for weeks.
They'll last, of course. I'm not saying that it's going to make you sick if you eat it on a second or third or fifth or 50th day. I'm just saying that it does not taste the same.
Ted, our traffic guy, is so adamant about this that he will eat the whole box within 3 or 4 days,
right,
because he feels like it's deteriorating.
No, because he's an animal.
And don't get me wrong. You guys know I don't make a lot of money. I'm not a food elitist. I don't believe in, having to throw food out because it's, I won't eat a second day, leftovers or anything.
Right.
So it's not about that. It's just, I'm just telling you that it does not taste the same.
I'm telling you that if I blindfolded you and I took a bowl from a fresh bag,
yeah,
and you would not know
and
the difference.
4 day old Cheerios?
You would not know the difference.
Oh, I definitely could tell the difference.
No, you would
absolutely
not be able to.
Yep. I guarantee you I could.
I wonder if this is part of his,
I want to. I just, what I want to do is get out of this chair,
yes,
dive through the glass, tackle him, and just choke the last breath.
Do you see how mad he's getting, though? He's getting so fired up about it.
Because you're insane. It's goddamn airproof.
The bag is open. Those Cheerios have hit the air.
Oh, you motherfucker. Shut up.
7:54. Here's Ted.
Heading out to
7:57, Roger and JP on BAB. We're just talking to Ted, our traffic guy, about his theory that once you open a bag of Cheerios that's inside the box, that they start tasting different after day one. He hates them. He knows that by day four, they taste so different. He tries to eat the whole box within just a few days because he will never eat it a week out. It's just too far. This is what he's saying.
Not even.
And you think he's crazy because after the bag's open, you pour it in a Tupperware container, for example,
right,
it seals tight. And your theory is, so then how could it be changing? It's sealed tight, locking in freshness.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Ted says no. It is maddening.
It's hard. Right? I told you.
Well, we have a guy on the line. Good morning, BAB. Somewhat of an expert. What do you got?
Because when the manufacturers make stuff, they put an inert gas in the package because they preserve the stuff. Once you open the package, the inert gas escapes. The oxygen goes in there. And the oxygen will make stuff taste differently afterwards.
So you agree with Ted? Four days out, Cheerios will taste different because the gas is out and the oxygen's in.
Even if it's poured into an airtight container.
That's it. The key phrase is oxygen. Once the inert gas gets out, the oxygen goes in there and stuff starts to go bad.
This guy says you're
no,
right.
No, but
Ted,
it's not going bad.
You can still eat them, and they're okay to eat,
right.
But they're
absolutely
changing is what this guy's
right
saying.
You're not going to get sick after
absolutely
eating them, but
it's the inert gas keeps all that bacteria and everything from growing.
I hate
See,
you, too.
I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. My taste buds don't lie.
Have a good day.
Ted Lindner.
When the inert gas escapes.
That's it.
We're
going
to take that guy's word for it.
Well, it's true.
It doesn't escape.
You don't pay attention to these little details.
It doesn't.
But I do.
It doesn't escape. It escapes.
I'm just telling you. That's all. You can eat them, but it just doesn't taste the same.
It's 102.3 WBAB. WBAB Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 803, Double Shot Thursday. This is the first one from Motley Crue. We've been talking to Ted, our traffic guy, who has a lot of quirks. And just it's just a weird thing where JP just totally disagrees with him. Ted's thing is he opens a box of Cheerios, the bag, and after that, after day one, the Cheerios taste different. Bottom line, he's not budging from that opinion. 2, 3, 4 days, it gets worse and worse every day.
And we're still talking about it.
So he tries to eat it up within like 3 days, a whole box.
Right.
Go, because the oxygen gets in there, JP. The inert gases escape.
Please stop.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I got to disagree with Ted because I eat Cheerios every day, and all I do is put a clip on top of it, and it seals it. I don't know what the last guy was saying about the oxygen. That's baloney.
He's saying that, like, 5 days out, the Cheerios taste different than day one.
No. I eat Cheerios every day, and after 5 days, I still eat it. It's great.
I'm telling you, the first day's taste, you know, it's like taking that first, you know, that first bite of that slice of pizza. You know, but by the time you get to day 5 or 6, I'm telling you, man, now you'll pay attention to it. I'm telling you.
Wait a minute. What the f- later, that's horrible.
What the f*** did you just say? How did you compare this with taking a bite out of a slice of pizza?
You know, like that first bowl. That first bowl is so much better.
The pizza changed.
Get out. We're hanging up on you. Thanks for the call. I'm on your team. You get out.
He's going back to the studio.
It's like the first bite of a slice of pizza, but 5 days later, what are you talking
after
about?
After you take that first bite of pizza, by the time you get to that sixth or seventh bite, the pizza has changed.
The pizza's gone!
It doesn't taste the same as that
JP,
first
the
bite.
The bacteria's growing by the time you get to the crust.
You have never taken 7 bites out of a slice ever. It's like the single one.
Because I don't want it to go bad.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
Double Shot Thursday, BAB, Roger JP. Thursday, there's 2 from Motley Crue.
Got a message on Facebook from a listener named Diana. Ted should just put his head in the bag and breathe.
Ted's theory is that once you open the actual bag inside the box of cereal, the cereal starts going stale or changes taste immediately. So day one, you're fine. Day 2, 3, 4, 5, you're going to notice the taste changing, and he is adamant that this is true. Ted is, I mean, he's, you know, guys know over the years, he's a quirky guy, but he notices details and stuff that we don't notice, but I don't think I can even buy it.
He also picks up used lottery tickets off the street.
That's true.
He also,
you
also,
never know.
He also drank wine by a dumpster at 4:30 in the morning.
Correct. He also thinks it's okie dokie to go into the public kitchen in his workplace and drink out of the container, out of the milk container.
He also used to have chigger bugs under his skin on his legs.
Bugs living under his skin.
So with that resume.
Right.
All right. We have a guy on the line who's somewhat of a cereal expert, I guess. Good morning, BAB.
Yeah, I listen to you guys about 2 hours every morning when I get into work. First of all, I can't believe you're even discussing cereal.
Thank you.
Neither can we.
Thank you.
I do want to make a comment. I'm a cereal guy. That's like my snack at night.
Yeah.
And I open up a box. I have to hide it from my kids.
Right.
And most of the time, I don't even seal it. The difference in taste is barely perceptible, so I don't know what the hell Ted's talking about. Like that's even a topic of discussion on his mind. Blows my mind.
But you do taste the difference.
No, he says.
No, I don't.
None.
Yeah, if I leave it out for 4 weeks and it gets stale, I taste the difference. But over the course of 5 days, absolutely not.
So you don't know, you don't notice the interaction between the oxygen and the inert gases?
I'm just telling you.
No, I only know the interaction between the cereal, which is usually Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the milk. Maybe cereal has a different chemical composition. But I
gotta be honest with you, your choice in cereal kind of sucks.
Now that I've raised the awareness of the cereal issue here on Long Island, I think you're going to be more sensitive to it now. You'll pay attention, and you'll notice these things.
I highly doubt it, but listen, whatever's floats your boat, my man.
You better start rolling down that bag, or your Cinnamon Toast Crunch is not going to taste right.
Hurry!
All right,
get to it now.
Oh, God. Frank D'Onofrio just sent me a message. JP, just give in. Some people are just more sensitive to taste than others. Usually, they're called women.
Nice, Frank. Nice.
There you go.
All right, so you guys, you know, Ted reports, you decide.
Right.
If there actually is a difference.
Oh, God. Right.
Thanks, Ted.
Jesus.
That was different. 8:11, sunny at 84.
God damn it.
makes you really wish for and really long for earlier in the show when I was playing the mystery sound. No. Doesn't it? Time for the roast.
Makes me wish for new employment opportunities.
Here's Ted.
And since we've...
Number one rock station, Roger and JP, 820, the controversy of the morning with Ted, our traffic guy, and his open bag of cereal. Incredible how many people either identify with it or won't even believe it. One more. What is your point? Go ahead. And then we got to be done. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to do a taste test with him.
I am not giving this any more time than we already have. I think we've mission.
I don't blame you.
I think it's mission accomplished.
The cereal really doesn't need to have more space.
You know what? That being said, though, there is one other thing I do want to get to about Ted. Something I learned last night while we were at the listener dinner mm-hmm. at Miller's mm-hmm. that I yeah. would like to share because once again, I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one more thing and. It has to do with what Ted's recording on TV lately and what he's doing, and we'll tell you next. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. WBAB, Double Shot Thursday, two from Led Zeppelin. It's 824, Roger and JP, sunny at 84 today. We've been talking about Ted, our traffic guy, a little bit here. As you guys know, over time, he is a little quirky and has odd things about him.
Are we going to do the taste test?
No, we're not doing taste test.
No. We're done with
last
the cereal
night,
thing. We're
last
good.
Last night, we're at Miller's Ale House. We did that not-so-executive board meeting thing. We had like 15 listeners at dinner. And at one point, I shifted over to the other end of the table to talk to people I hadn't gotten mm-hmm. a chance to talk to yet. And Ted and Brett were at that end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in on a discussion, Ted telling them that he DVRs Family Feud. And I just look at him and I'm just like...
How does that even come up?
Who has that much love for the Family Feud that they have, and they're all looking at him, and they're not even, nobody's flinching.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there going, it's the Family, like, who gives a rat, I can't miss.
It is kind of rare to DVR a game show.
Like the Family Feud.
Family Feud runs during the day, and then they run all the reruns on the Game Show Network. It's hosted, of course, now by Steve Harvey. But now, for the summer, they've been doing on ABC on Sunday nights, Celebrity Family Feud.
Okay.
So they have celebrities and their families that come on the show, and it's on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And
so is that what you record on your DVR?
Correct.
Okay. Celebrities.
Correct.
But here, like, 80-year-olds make game shows can't-miss TV. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I like Steve Harvey a lot, and I like the game. I've always liked Family Feud, and I think he does a great job hosting. The ratings have gone way up since he took over, and they did this special thing on Sunday nights. Normally, on Sunday, like at 8 o'clock, you know, we're doing other things. So, you know, I figured let's just roll the tape, and then we'll watch it when we get a chance.
So will you binge watch Family Feud?
I do. It's on the Game Show Network. They run it a lot. They're not running as many reruns as they used to, but they'll run it in like blocks for like 3 or 4 hours.
And you'll put it on and just let it run?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen, but now they've got to get some new repeats because now I've seen all of them.
Wow, you really are into this.
Yeah. So
All Steve Harvey episodes or do they go back to Richard Dawson?
Sometimes they go back to John O'Hurley, who was Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld. Right. He hosted it. Richard Karn hosted it.
One of the pretty lame-ass shows. Right?
Watch it with Steve. I know you don't like Steve Harvey that much, but I'm telling you, watch it. It's great. The ratings are way up for it, too.
I see highlights from him. It's on Facebook and Twitter all the time. There's highlights from the show where it's funny because, you know, contestants say funny stuff. But Steve Harvey's pretty good.
Am I the only one who thinks it's weird that he's DVRing?
Yeah, I've never taped a game show in my
life. DVRing, it's a little weird, especially because it's on so much. But the people we were talking to last night at the dinner agreed with him. They taped it too, and they watch it all the time as well.
They agreed with him?
No, yeah. the one, Steve Harvey's a great host.
The one chick did.
Well, they were married, I think.
No, it was her boyfriend. And he didn't.
Right. But she's into it.
I'm telling you, watch it. Watch it with Steve Harvey. It's not like it was.
Dude, I actually, I take care of my children.
And he watches it too. My son watches.
Oh, really?
He sits up and he laughs. He laughs at Steve Harvey and Donald Trump. When Donald Trump is on TV, he starts laughing also.
827. Ted Linder. He's unique.
What else is on that DVR?
He's all
I got it. What else is on that thing?
I don't watch a lot. My wife has a lot of stuff on there. All the Real Housewives. Mm. I actually still DVR Seinfeld every night at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Even though I have all the DVDs.
And you know them by heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. 827. He's ours. He's a very unique guy, but he's all ours. Here is Ted Linder.